I'm Rona Tarrant. Pope Francis has led the global condemnation after a bomb attack on a Catholic church killed 20 people in the Philippines. The pontiff voiced his firmest reproach for the attack, while Muslim leaders also condemned the blast. At least 20 people were killed and a further 81 people were injured in the double bomb attack on a Catholic church on majority Muslim Jolo Island. It's among the deadliest attacks in recent years. Pope Francis has prayed that a peaceful solution may be found in Venezuela as uncertainty and political instability grip the country. The Pope was praying at a hospice for HIV/AIDS patients during his visit to Panama. More than 24 people have died following mass demonstration against newly sworn-in incumbent President Nicolas Maduro. The US and several other countries have recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as president and warned that any threats against American diplomats or Guaido will be met with a significant response. Pope Francis is back in Rome today after his five-day visit to Panama for World Youth Day. The Pope closed the event yesterday with a mass for hundreds of thousands of young people from 155 countries. During the visit, the Pope defended Central American migrants and acknowledged the church had been hurt by sex abuse scandals. He also made an appeal for peace in Colombia. Rescue teams searching for some 300 people missing after a dam collapsed in Brazil on Friday say the chances of finding survivors are very low. No one was rescued alive on Sunday as the number of dead rose to 58. The cause of the dam burst remains unclear. Amid growing criticism, Vail, which owns the mining complex, said it had followed all safety procedures. The Secretary of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity has said Christianity is advancing beyond controversies and competition toward greater understanding, trust and solidarity. Writing in the tablet, Bishop Brian Farrell said mutual rejection and contention remain, but most of the world's Christians have come to recognise one another as brother and sisters with common interests and goals. The bishop's article was published during the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.